London in 1739. A set of seven trio sonatas were printed at this time. The material in these trio sonatas could be considered recycled Handel, since it's of previously composed material from numerous Handel compositions. For that reason, these trio sonatas were often dismissed as nothing original. But that misses the point entirely, which was to make Handel's popular music accessible to a broader public. It is not known if Handel himself made the arrangements, or Walsh, or a combination of the two. The fourth trio sonata in G major is cast in five movements, the opening being an overture, which indeed began life as an actual opera overture for two of Handel's operas, Athalia and Il Parnasso in Festa. Here is the trio sonata in G major, opus 5, number 4, by George Friedrich Handel, performed by the Tafelmusik Baroque Soloists of Toronto. The Tafel Music Baroque Soloists of Toronto performed a trio sonata in G major by George Friedrich Handel, published in 1739 as his Opus 5, number 4. Opus numbers 1 tend to be auspicious beginnings for many a composer. Whether or not the composition published as their first opus by the composer or by a publisher might not necessarily be the first work the composer created, it is nevertheless the work that announces their formal introduction to the musical world, acting as a very important calling card. That has been the case since the business of publishing music began in earnest during the 16th century. 19th century Czech composer Bedřich Smetana's first opus, though not his first composition, certainly made the necessary impression. In 1848, the 22-year-old Smetana was in some financial dire straits. In that year, he wrote a letter to the famous Hungarian pianist and composer Ferenc Liszt, asking for a loan of 400 guilders in order to enable Smetana to set up a music school that would help him earn an income as a teacher and a composer. In return, Smetana would dedicate a major set of 6 pieces for piano he had just composed, if Liszt would also assist in having the pieces published. Liszt was impressed with what he already knew about the young Smetana. Although he could not lend him the money he needed, Liszt made sure the 6 piano pieces were published by his own firm, the Leipzig publishing house of Kistner. Smetana would not receive a fee from the publisher, since Opus 1s by an unknown composer could be a financial loss. Smetana was not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, however, and agreed to the terms. This is how his set of 6 characteristic pieces were published as his Opus 1, and as Opus 1s go, it is very much a foreshadow of the great composer to come. Here are the 6 characteristic pieces, Opus 1 by Bedřich Smetana, performed by pianist Jan Novotný. The individual titles are In the Woods, Emerging Passion, The Shepherdess, Desire, The Warrior, and In Desperation. Thank you.
Thank you.